Hi everyone, thank you for listening to this quick podcast where I'm going to talk about Android One device. This Android One device is actually from the Philippines, from the company called Cherry Mobile, and the model is Cherry Mobile G1. So what impressed me is this phone having quite a good spec, okay, as I can say, quite a good specs compared to some of the mid-range device, and the price is not that hefty, as I can say. It's about US dollar in between $150 or something, okay. So comes to the specs of the device. Okay, of course, just now I mentioned this one about 150. This excludes the import charges, the courier service, where everything sum up to quite an expensive price. But the phone itself is not that expensive. Okay, all right. First of all, the specs. 5-incher. Okay, it's a 5-incher device. Quad core 1.2 megahertz processor. It's a okay. 2 gigs RAM, 16 gig internal memory, 32 gigs SD card support, dual SIM, 13 megapixel back camera, 5 megapixel front camera, and Android 5.1.1 out of the box, where this phone can be updated to Android Marshmallow 6.0. But the devices come with 5.1.1 out of the box. So what is in the box? Okay, what is in the box is like, okay, the normal items, the charger, okay, the charger, the USB cable, and the earbuds. So all in all, this phone is quite a good one for a beginner, or actually in accessibility wise, it's really impressed me. Okay, so while I'm speaking just now, I already boot up the phone. I'm going to start with two finger to enable accessibility. Okay, and what is another nice thing on this device is a removable battery with the capacity of 2500 mAh. Okay, before we really start to enable accessibility, let me tell a bit on the device looks. It's a 5-incher. It's about the size of a Nexus 5. Okay, I haven't seen the Nexus 5P or 5X, but it's about the size of a Nexus 5. Okay, 2013 edition. Okay, and the top part of the phone is a earphone jack. Okay, on the top part of the phone, on the right side of the phone, you have the volume button and the power button. Okay, the top is volume button and underneath is power button on the right side of the device. On the left side of the device have nothing. Okay, the bottom part of the phone has on the left is a grill for the microphone. In the center part is a USB port, and the right side is a speaker. So the speaker is at the bottom, it's not at the back of the device. So some of us may like it quite good rather than at the back of the phone. So this is where the speaker located. It's about the same location as the Galaxy S6. Okay, let's try to put two finger on the screen and see whether the phone will come out talking.
Continue touching the screen until you hear a beep to enable accessibility mode. Accessibility mode enabled. Accessibility tutorial. Okay. Contacts.
Okay. So successfully turned on accessibility. Okay. And I'm not going to continue with the tutorial. So I skipped it.
Exit button. When welcome.
And here comes the normal startup wizard. So I'm going to skip everything actually. And I try to skip everything and see what's going to happen. Okay, let's see. We're going to skip.
Welcome. Language. Start button. Language. English. United States. Drop down list.
Okay.
Start button.
Start.
Insert SIM card.
So no SIM inside. So I skip.
Skip button. Select Wi-Fi. Select Wi-Fi network. Showing items 1 to 7 of 12.
Not going to select anything. Skip.
Skip button. Alert, if you skip Wi-Fi, your phone won't have an internet connection. You won't get software updates until you connect to the internet. You can't activate device protection features at this time. Don't skip. Skip anyway.
Okay. Skip it.
Skip anyway. Date and time.
Date and time. Not going to do anything until I insert a SIM card.
Next button. Name. Adding your name allows your phone to personalize some apps. First,
so,
last.
So, skip again.
Next button. Protect your phone. Prevent others from using this phone without your permission by activating device protection features. Learn more.
I guess this is a new feature on the Lollipop and above. So, skip it for now.
Skip button. Skip button. Alert, device protection features will not be activated. You won't be able to prevent others from using this phone if it's lost, stolen, or wiped. Don't skip. Skip anyway. Skip anyway, but Google services.
So Google services have nothing. We cannot skip. We have to accept it. So no choice.
More button. Next button.
Next.
Device unlocked.
Yeah.
Home.
That's it. That's how we finish the quick setup on this device, which is actually almost similar to what we have on the Nexus phones. So basically this is an Android 5.1.1. I haven't upgraded to Android 6 on this device yet. Okay. And everything the same as Nexus or Nexus phones. Besides, this phone do come with a file manager or file explorer. Okay, let's see what we have in the apps.
Apps. Apps. Apps page 1 of 2.
So I swipe my finger from...
Wi-Fi network available.
Okay, I swipe my finger now and see what do we have. All the apps who pre-install on the device.
Calculator. Calendar. Camera. Chrome. Clock. Contacts. Docs. Downloads. Drive. Email. S File Explorer.
Okay. ES File Explorer, which is a file manager.
A warranty.
E warranty. This is by Cherry Mobile, so I'm not going to do anything with it.
FM radio. Gmail. Google. Google settings. Google Plus. Hangouts. Keep. Maps.
Okay. So, okay, since this is a TalkBack 4.1.0, my next swipe will move to the next page.
Apps page 2 of 2. Messenger. News and weather. Phone. Photos. Play books. Play games. Play movies and play music. Play newsstand. Play store. Settings. Sheets. Slides. Translate. YouTube. Apps page 2 of 2.
That's it. Everything. Okay, the final one will be YouTube. So, it's almost the same like in Nexus or even Motorola phones like Moto G, Moto X or Moto E. So it's almost the same, but this one do come with a file explorer. And let's go
slides.
Let's go to the settings.
Sheets. Settings. Settings.
And I'm going to show everything here, which is only one more extra is a SIM card. because this is a dual SIM phone, so we have a SIM card menu so that we can select which is a primary and secondary SIMs or whatsoever. So everything the same except SIM card.
Settings. Search. Wireless and networks. Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. SIM cards. Data usage. More. Device. Display. Sound and note. Storage. Battery. Apps. Users. Personal. Location. Security. Accounts. Language and input. Backup and reset. System. Date and time. Accessibility. Printing. About phone.
Okay, so that's it. That's about everything on this device. And I hope I can do another podcast where I'm going to upgrade the phone from Lollipop to Marshmallow soon. So thank you for listening to this quick podcast about Android One device, which is, I think this is the first podcast regarding Android One device, which quite impressive hardware. Okay, quite impressive hardware. I repeat the hardware. 1.2 gigahertz quad core processor, 2 gigs of RAM, 16 gigs of internal memory. What else? 13 megapixel back camera, 5 megapixel front camera, support 32 gigs of maximum SD card, 2 SIMs, and it's a 5-inch phone. It's not that big, not that small, just a nice, a good size, very similar size as Galaxy S6. So, and with the battery of 2500 mAh, I'm not sure how many days I can use this phone. I only receive it. So I will try and see how much, how long I can use the phone. So thank you for listening, and hope this quick review will help someone to buy an Android One mobile phone. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.